Hello, everyone out there listening, wherever you are. Thank you for listening. And welcome to episode 209 of the Business of Life Masterclass podcast. So, listeners, how important is it to you to live each day fully and with gratitude? We sure hope you are on board with that, because today, this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass is focused on seeing and embracing each day as a gift. Since we're about to begin, here's trusting you are ready to explore every approach so that we can deepen your learning with actionable tips from our guest. So hello again, everyone. It's me, Debbie Lundberg, performance and mindset coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Barb Zahn here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand, The Stay at Work Mom. Debbie, you know I am intrigued. So who is our guest today, please?
Yes, Barb. So her life's work is in the anti-human trafficking space and has been for over 40 years. That was all shaped by her sibling pecking order, as she says, and her father's impact. She spent time as an NFL Miami Dolphins cheerleader. And if you follow her on social media, you get to see those flashbacks, and they're fabulous. And that experience for her was really transformative. At quite the opposite end of the spectrum, she had a near-death experience just last year, and that really provided her with intentional focus moving forward to create a workforce development network for vulnerable women, a diversion court for women coming out of prostitution and human trafficking, and she's about to write a book. So as noted, she knows that each day is a gift. She is a very recent TED Talk speaker. Please welcome Dottie Grover Skipper.
Good morning, and such a joyful day to both of you, Debbie and Barb. It's just an honor to have received the invitation to be on this podcast. So thank you for that gracious invitation.
Well, welcome, Dottie, and it's definitely an honor to have you on the Business of Life Masterclass today. And we invited you on today because you are an expert in caring for others and appreciating all that life offers. And the reason that's important to our listeners is we all come from different backgrounds and life experiences, yet we are all part of making the world go round. Please know we are so happy you are here. And since you have tuned into our podcast, in one sentence or more, what specifically stood out that made you want to be on our show, The Business of Life Masterclass?
I think two words: contagious positivity. I'm absolutely blown away with all the episodes that I've watched. I'm a new listener, but I have gone back to watch several episodes, and every single episode is so uplifting, encouraging, positive, and also great ideas to take back and try to implement some of those ideas. So I know that's more than one sentence, but courageous positivity, I think, are the two words that came to mind.
Well, those are two perfect words. I love them. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on our show. And before we get started, before Debbie asks our podcast four, what is one thing that you are super excited about right now in how you live your life?
I am super excited to wake up each and every morning. It is a gift. I love waking up to see the sunrise and this brand new beginning of a new day, because it is just truly a gift. And I'm just so, so very grateful for each and every day. So that's my now, what I'm super excited about.
Love the gift. I'm so glad that you are excited. We are excited. Welcome to a new aspect of our show, which is please sharing. If you were to have a walk up for life music, what would that be?
You know, I pondered that question for a while because there's so many, but I'm going to take it back to my 70s roots, Carole Keene, the song Beautiful. You need to wake up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. So I think that would be my walk up song.
Wow. All right. So we've got some new music we can listen to, or or retro music, which I think you know that song though. Barb, do you?
I feel like I am going to listen to it. I bet I do, for sure.
Yeah, I think I do. So this will be fun. We will definitely take a listen and get energized by that. All right. So thank you, Dottie. We are moving on to what, as Barb just said, is called our Business of Life Masterclass Podcast 4, because we couldn't think of a shorter way to name it, right? These are the four questions that you know as a listener. So thanks for listening. We ask every guest, and the reason we do that is to carry on this consistency of insight and inspiration. So are you ready, Dottie?
I am ready.
Okay, we figured as much. So number one, what time do you get up in the morning? And what is your morning routine that you believe gets your day started right?
I am an early riser. I always have been an early riser. So somewhere between 5 and 5:30 typically. And I have the luxury of having coffee in bed for about a half an hour, just me, myself, with my thoughts. And then about a half an hour later, my husband will join me and we drink coffee together. We actually have a time of prayer together to start our day, and devotion, intentional prayer and devotion that really starts our day off on such a tremendous foot. It kind of bonds us and keeps us all, you know, both on the same page with where we are in life, what we want, the thoughts for the day, what we're going to be doing that day. And after that time, I roll out of bed, get on the treadmill, and then take a shower. And then I'm ready for my business day. So ready, that's our routine. And if we don't do that, I feel totally discombobulated. It's interesting.
Yeah, that is part of the reason we asked that question, because the routine, we're a series of emotions and habits, and routines are allowing us to bring those two together. So it sounds powerful and purposeful. So thank you for that. So number two, Dottie, what is something other than that morning routine of coffee, more coffee, and the devotionals that you believe if other people were to incorporate them in their life, that that would give them an edge to more positivity?
I believe that if individuals would take the time to slow down a little bit and smell the roses, so to speak, that there would just be so much more gratitude just to take in the miracles of and the wonder of life that I think so many of us take for granted. Just looking at like the miracles of maybe looking at a sunflower. You know, Roger and I plant sunflowers every season, and it's just amazing putting that little seed in the ground and then watching this big mammoth sunflower pop up and just looking at it really closely with all the hundreds of little flowers on the inside that will become seeds, and just noticing the tiny, seemingly tiny miracles all around, I think would really help individuals just have more gratitude and an awe and wonder of life.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I often say, there's not anybody who I've ever met who said they drive home at the end of the day and say, please, you know, don't appreciate me. I don't want any more gratitude. I've had too much of it already at work, you know? So agreed. And I'd add to it too, Dottie, that one of the things that we really encourage everybody to do is only do what you want to do. Therefore, you're grateful you're there and you're there 100%.
Yes. So yes.
Sounds aligned with it. So absolutely. We may be coming over and picking some sunflowers, Barb.
Okay. Yeah, please. So, you're welcome. Anytime. We'll be planting in a couple months.
Okay. So number three, then, Dottie, who or what, and I think I know where this is going to go, but I could be wrong. Who or what has been the biggest influence on your life and your success and what you continue to focus on as you're making the most of every day? And really importantly, what have you done with that influence?
Yes, I think, Debbie, you do know where I'm going to go with this. And there have been many influential people in my life, but I have to say, hands down, it is my dad. He continues to be my hero. He was a man of great integrity, character, moral values. He was my Northern Star. He passed in 2000, but I feel his presence with me today with the things that I learned from him, just observing his unconditional love, not only for his family, but for others. We had a big family. I had four siblings, or seven of us, and just the way he treated each and every one of us, and the way that he modeled that everybody matters and is worthy to be heard and seen, you know, from the the lowest person that society thinks is the lowest to the highest. We're all to be treated equal and that everybody matters. So I think that has, I know that has carried me throughout my entire life with being able to see the most vulnerable in our society and not only seeing them, but hearing them and then acting on the needs that I could help with whatever is feasible. So I think him modeling that everybody matters and is worthy to be seen and heard continues to stay with me in the work that I do even now.
You exemplify it. So we'll give Dottie's contact information at the end and it'll be in the show notes. And if you follow her, you'll see everything that she's doing. I had the privilege to get to see her TED Talk, which won't necessarily be released by the time this comes out, but when it's released, listeners, we will also share a link to that. So I thought you were going there with your
Yes, you were right.
So number four, but that was only because I had that opportunity.
And thank you for being there that night. It made a tremendous difference.
You are.
And I switched some things with the recommendations that you and some others made. So I can't wait for it to be released.
I can't wait to see it, the next version. All right, so number four. So while our series and ultimately our masterclass, and Barb, I was thinking about this, you know, we can ask Carrie to do improv and we're asking Suzanne to do breathing because we have some of our masterclasses planned for this year. So Dottie, our focus is on the positive and we know you are too. We still love to ask this question because it's really a different look. Is there anything you're noticing that if people would stop doing, so I know you talked about slow down, but something they could stop doing that if they would make that change, you feel like it might get them moving forward more quickly?
Yes, I believe that if individuals would stop just staying in their comfort zone and being willing to take the risk to stretch out of that comfort zone, I think that most people would see that they are much more capable of doing much more and going to a higher level of whatever it is they're doing if they wouldn't stay cocooned and comfortable right where they are. And I know it's very risky and it's very scary, and I've done it. I can't believe I'm doing some of the work that I'm doing, but I think it was because I was bold and courageous enough to step out of my comfort zone and to stretch a little bit. So I think if people would do that a little bit more and take that risk, it's a leap of faith, but it pays great rewards.
Stop being so darn comfortable, right? And you know, Dottie, you live it. And for our listeners, I hope you're hearing this soft sincerity in Dottie's voice. And if you get to meet her in person, that hearing you say, be bold and courageous, is reminding all of, you know, Barb and me and all of our listeners that you don't have to be loud to be courageous. You don't have to be out there where every single person knows your name. You can do these bold, courageous things that make a huge difference like Dottie's done. So thank you, Dottie. I know Barb has a lot of notes and I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Thank you so much, Dottie. I feel so purposeful. That's a good word for me. A couple of the things that I wrote down, and I do have, of course, three pages of notes. That's what I was doing on the side. Is so you said something interesting with your morning routine is that your husband joins you in prayer and it's something that you do together and it bonds you together. And so yeah. I'm going to do something like that with my husband in the morning routine instead of just the chores of the morning. Be great to incorporate him and really bond. And then the sunflowers, I love sunflowers. So stop, take the time and do the sunflowers. But Debbie, I even want to take it a step further. Yes, I'd love to get some sunflowers from Dottie. I'm going to plant some sunflowers in my backyard. It's something I've wanted to do. I need to see if I have the full sun area. But Debbie, your list might look a little bit different, but are you willing to incorporate some, if not all of these with me in the next 5 to 10 days, and we can share with everyone what we did based on Dottie's real experiences and our answers.
Too. And I think too, you know, it's something that reminds me when you were talking about your dad, Dottie, it not the same relationship that I had, but my maiden name is Gross. And I know Barb knows this. And so my dad would go by 144 because it's 12 dozen is gross. So whenever I see that, like if my heart rate gets to that on a run or I'm at Orange Theory, so it'll remind me to check in on the things that I learned from my dad, because that's I want it to be a positive as far as that goes. And so that's a really good reminder. I will happily plant those with you, Barb. We don't have, you know, we have so much coverage because we've checked before. So how about I'll plant with you and then we can go to this cool sunflower farm before we stop at Dottie's. And there's some neat stuff that we can do there. So
if I you would want to love do that, we'll that. Do
it. It might not love be it. In the next 2 weeks because it's not the time for it, but we do some of our stuff even after. So that sounds good.
Love it.
Fantastic. So Dottie, that was almost enough. I could be here all day and listen to your advice, but what's an additional final thought, please, that is a quick closing statement or maybe something that our listeners didn't get a chance to learn about you yet?
Oh, that I had to ponder that as well a little bit. I just want to reiterate that, you know, if we treat each day as a gift and live in the now and not ponder the past in a negative way, but learn from the past, live in the present, and then plan for the future. But I think living in the present, being present now in all things that you do, I think, you know, it would just make life so much more exciting and in awe of, and again,
enjoyable. Wonder of
life, enjoyable. That's right. That's
well,
right.
Thank you for being present with us, Dottie. We know you did your homework and we so appreciate that. Our listeners gain so much from it when you know when you've had that thought before because they get these rich answers. So as we get ready to say goodbye, we're also, you probably know, we've added this last question in the last few. So what would be your walk-off music, like your mic drop music, if you could pick one?
Yeah, there's a new song, well, it's new to me, that I just discovered about a month ago. And it's called, I have to look at it, Grateful for This Life by a woman, Rachel Schroeder. And she's with a group called Fearless Soul. And it just talks about being grateful in all things. And it just really resonated with me when I heard it a few months ago. So I would have to say, Grateful for This Life by Rachel Schroeder.
Thanks so much, Dottie.
All right. Well, Barb, you can add that to our list. We have those two songs to get to listen to, and I'm sure we will. So listeners, we will have more to report because you can stay connected, though, with Dottie Grover Skipper on all social media under her name and Heart Dance Foundation. Again, her TED Talk is coming out, so stay tuned. That's coming out of TEDx Eustis. And that will get fed out. And Dottie, I know we'll promote it and we will as well. Similarly, you can follow Barb and me on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass. Barb is a stay-at-work mom and I'm Debbie Lundberg most places. Debbie Lundberg Coach on TikTok. And you can check out all of the videos. We're sharing those out as well with the Business of Life Masterclass each day.
So if you like the dedication, well-being, and empowerment that you heard from Dottie, please rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration. Stay tuned for our follow-through show next week where you will learn what Debbie and I did implementing Dottie's ideas. So thank you for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.